what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Does curiosity kill the classroom? This is Sandra Tsingla with the lowdown on science. A, B, C, D, E, but your kid has no interest. What was fun yesterday is a big yawn today. Jenny Wang from Rutgers University and colleagues wondered what level of knowledge sparks children's curiosity. They surveyed about 50 children, 3 to 5 years old, on how colds are passed among people. Some kids knew a lot, others not so much. Then the children were told a story about 2 friends, Max and Jesse. They played together, but Jesse had a cold. Did the kids want to know if Max got sick too? Or would they rather hear about something else? Who won the curiosity game? Not those who initially understood the most about getting sick. Not those who knew the least either. It was the children who knew just enough to be curious, but not so little as to be completely disinterested. These findings help us tap into children's curiosity as they explore the world. For parents and educators, this can never be TMI.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.
This is Sandra. Follow us on Twitter at lohdown.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.